Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial. And this is the
Meditation
to Self-Realization Show. And tonight, I'm Jim.
And I'm Marion.
Forgot that part. Boy. Anyway, tonight we're going to have some videos and discussions and meditations and readings. Before we get started, I just want to let everybody know to get on the kgvm.org website. And there's going to be an event that they're putting together now at the Rialto in Bozeman. I think it's going to be three or four bands playing. But anyway, you could keep checking out the kgvm.org website. And the other thing you'll find on the website is an archive or a listing of various shows, past, present, and future. And there you can listen to them as if you would listen to a podcast. So it's a nice site to go to, kgvm.org. And that's a good way to even listen to the radio broadcast. Because you can get to the live broadcast, what's happening at that moment when you go on the website. All right, without further ado, Marion, you got anything you want to introduce in terms of what we're discussing? This is Mental Health Month, I think, May.
It is Mental Health Month, so we were gonna approach that subject in our meditation and in our YouTube that we will have. It'll be a 7-minute YouTube, and Preacher G will be talking about brain waves and our mental health. So tonight we're going to start with a meditation, and you know, usually I call it a pause, and this time I'm going to make it a little bit longer with a breath exercise where we're going to do some visualization along with it. So even if you're driving, I think you can use your third eye and visualize, keeping your eyes open, of course. And we're going to be visualizing the breath move, starting at the base of the spine when we inhale. And then we're going to sit forward a little bit, not leaning on the back. I mean, you can touch the back of whatever you're sitting up against, but you don't want to lean into it, because while you're breathing, you want to be able to feel your spine move. Taking a deep inhale and feeling your spine lift all the way to the brainstem. And then we're going to try to exhale longer, and at least for 10 seconds.
So what I found for myself is in the visualization, if you go to the very bottom of that spinal column is the tip of the coccyx. And sometimes you can almost feel it curling. And then as the breath is coming up the spine, I could feel it expand going straight up into the base of my skull, all the way up into the neck.
Brainstem. Mm-hmm.
Brainstem. And then when I exhaled, I did the 1001 counting to myself until I reached at least 10 on my exhale. And every so often I was able to expand it to 12 or 15. But that's a nice count. If you can get to 10 on your exhale, that's an extended exhale. And that helps with the movement of the spine.
And I'm going to do the counting to 10 so that you won't have to.
Oh, great. Thank you. That makes it life easy.
Okay. So for those of you who are not driving, it would be good to be sitting for this meditation. So sit still with your spine straight. And we're going to do some conscious breaths to begin with. Breathing in deep and slow, and exhaling a little longer than your inhale. And take the time to relax your facial muscles. Relax your tongue. Relax your shoulders. And feel your chest rise as you breathe in. And feel your chest fall as you breathe out. And now we're going to hold our attention both on our breath and on our spine. So as you inhale slow and deep, visualize that breath as golden light coming up from the base of your spine. And then as you exhale and bring it all the way to the brainstem, and as you exhale, 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, 4 1,000, 5 1,000, 6 1,000, 7 1,000, 8 1,000, 9 1,000, 10 1,000. Inhale, visualizing that golden light coming up your spine, and feel a gentle movement of rising. And exhale, 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, 4 1,000, 5 1,000, 6 1,000, 7 1,000, 8 1,000, 9 1,000, 10 1,000. Inhale slow and deep, visualizing that golden light coming up the spine with your breath. Exhaling, 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, 4 1,000, 5 1,000, 6 1,000, 7 1,000, 8 1,000, 9 1,000, 10 1,000. And breathing, inhale with the golden light visualization on the breath. And as you exhale, visualize that golden light going down, 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, 4 1,000, 5 1,000, 6 1,000, 7 1,000, 8 1,000, 9 1,000, 10 1,000. Inhale slow and deep, visualizing your breath coming up from the base of the spine. 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, 4 1,000, 5 1,000, 6 1,000, 7 1,000, 8 1,000, 9 1,000, 10 1,000. Okay, and inhale with the golden light coming up with your breath. And then exhale, 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, 4 1,000, 5 1,000, 6 1,000, 7 1,000, 8 1,000, 9 1,000, 10 1,000. One more time, inhale deep, visualizing the golden light coming up with your breath from the base of the spine. One, and exhale, 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, 4 1,000, 5 1,000, 6 1,000, 7 1,000, 8 1,000, 9 1,000, 10 1,000. And relax your breath, breathing normally. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and join us here together on in our show, Meditation to Self-Realization.
You talk about self-realization. So one of the things we discovered with this is that apparently when the breath goes up the spine to the stem of the brain, that sets off a circulatory system. And
in the brain
and it clears everything out, keeps you very aware of what's going on,
gives you more focus, more focus. Concentration.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess in India there's a lot of people that do this breath meditation on a daily basis, sometimes 2-3 times a day,
especially students. Yeah,
I was just gonna say students. Mm-hmm. And families. And so I think I really enjoyed that today. We just discovered this meditation today on one of the Ecom phone calls. So
we thought we would share it with you.
Uh-huh.
And I hope you enjoyed it. It's one that you could practice, because if you're not used to doing the slow, deep breathing or exhaling longer than the inhale, may have been a little bit challenging, but...
Well, it was for me, because when we did it earlier, my cadence was a lot quicker than yours. I wanted to get the 10, I guess. So, you know, get your own rhythm going. That was Marianne's rhythm. You've got a rhythm with your breath. And the key is to lengthen your exhale. That's the key. So, all right. What do we want to do now? Do we want to listen to Pritaji on the brainwaves and mental health?
I thought that might be a good way to start, since that's our topic today is mental health, and Pritaji does a nice job of explaining the different brain waves and how to visit those brain waves.
Well, and what I find interesting is, like if you go back to the tank days when we were doing isolation tanks and floating in the saline solution, and that was sensory deprivation, and it was to take you from beta, alpha, theta, delta. And even when we sleep at night, we usually get at least 2 minutes of that delta brainwave or theta brainwave and delta.
Delta is the lowest.
Yeah, that's the lowest. But with the way Pritaji explains it is really great, because it's not just being in this relaxed meditative mode in that brainwave, but to actually be active. And if you can be active in the delta
or awake, or theta, not necessarily active,
but awake. So anyway, I'm going to let her explain it. She does a great job. But it's a good one to pay attention to, and it's about 7 minutes. So here we go.
Our brain is like a radio that opens up to different experiences at different frequencies. Let me explain how. Human beings are delicate creatures who easily go off balance. One disappointment, and you can get lost in your mood swings for days together. One threat looming on the horizon, and you get stuck in fear. One failure or a lost opportunity, and you can stay in regret and shame for years. In the past few weeks of the seclusion, so many people have moved into dangerous levels of emotional insecurity, and a few of them into anger. Why are we so fragile? The reason lies hidden in the folds of the gray matter of our brain. Human brain has the potential for sheer genius. It can act as a doorway to superhuman powers, like being able to manifest in many places at the same time. And there are centers in the brain which, when activated, can open your consciousness to God experience or enlightenment experiences. This miraculous human brain can also be a doorway for the untold pain and violence in the collective human consciousness to flow through, pushing you into depression. Did you know that according to the World Health Organization, there is a huge possibility of mental depression emerging as the next global epidemic in the coming 5 to 7 years? How prepared is the world for this possibility? How sure are you that every member in your family is spiritually strong enough and will not succumb to this wave of depression? How is your brain? Is it drawing thoughts and emotions of a lower frequency or a higher frequency? Let us talk today of a subject you probably have heard of, but have not fully comprehended its depth. Our brain is like a radio that opens up to different experiences at different frequencies. Let me explain how. Just as our heart has a pulse, our brain too has a pulse. There are electrical impulses that pass amidst neurons or the nerve cells in the brain. They are measured in terms of cycles per second. Most people for the largest time of the day experience beta frequency, which is 14 to 40 cycles per second. At this frequency, what your brain tunes into is a cacophony of thought noise. You feel like thoughts are charging at you like freight trains relentlessly, not allowing you to focus or savor anything. Living at this frequency is a very poor use of the brain as instrument. The second frequency at which your brain operates is called alpha. Here your brain is calmer and pulses at 8 to 14 cycles per second. When your brain is in alpha frequency, it draws the power of healing to itself. Here your visualization and intention hold greater power. At this frequency, you actually begin to tune into the beautiful states of consciousness. You tune into the divine better. Prayers are answered faster. Theta is the next frequency of your brain. Here, your brain is vibrating at 4 to 8 cycles per second. If you can be wakeful at this frequency, your third eye begins to open up and you experience astral visions. Visions of the other worlds. You even see and feel your own personal divine as a direct experience. You open up to a deep state of trance. When your brain moves to delta frequency, your brain is pulsing at 0 to 4 cycles per second. Oftentimes, this is how your brain is in a dreamless, deep sleep. But if while you are awake, you can be in the delta frequency, the nirvikalpa and the savikalpa samadhi states flow through your consciousness. There is one other frequency that science has in recent years discovered, the gamma brain waves. In gamma, your brain is pulsing at 40 to 100 cycles per second. Are you wondering what your brain would tune into in the gamma frequency? It tunes into deep insight. It tunes into states of compassion and oneness. The human body is an enigmatic machine. It is an incredible doorway to mystic secrets of the universe. And the science is only beginning to grasp the mystic potential of human consciousness. Before we conclude, let me remind you, this month is observed world over as Mental Health Awareness Month. So where do you want to begin? How can you, your family, and your team begin your journey from beta to gamma? You begin it with simple yogic breathing. Inhale deeply and lengthen your exhalation as far as possible. As your exhalations become longer than 7 seconds, your brain frequency shifts from beta to alpha And you tune into states of calm. You tune into states of restfulness. Before I conclude, let me share a secret for the students. If you are a very distracted student, it is likely your brain is in beta. Before you sit down to study, practice 3 minutes of yogic breathing. Your brain will begin to pulse slower in the alpha frequency, and your attention will hold longer.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that audio. YouTube, you can find it on YouTube if you'd like to hear it again. It's called Brain Waves and Mental Health. And I think Preetiji gives a beautiful example of each one of the brain frequencies. And to me, it's important to understand that, especially with so much depression going on in our world and being affected by that collective consciousness.
Do you want to go over our notes a little bit?
Sure.
I really like this one to sink in personally. And I really like the fact when she talks about how when you do this longer exhale, like we did at the beginning, it moves you from the beta of all these thoughts coming at you like a freight train into the alpha, where you can become free from these thoughts and negative thought, and creativity transpires, and joy and happiness. So I think it's a worthwhile practice.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get out of that, because I know that that whole thought process, boy, they just don't stop.
And especially, I find that it's helpful even before I go to bed is to really focus on my breath and slow it down, slowly inhaling and slowly exhaling. In fact, Preetiji also has a YouTube on the sleep meditation. And I don't remember offhand what the name of it is, but I will have to.
I think that's it.
Yes, I think if you typed in Preetiji and sleep meditation, it would come up.
But even just doing that breathing,
slow deep breathing
at night when you just can't get to sleep because of anxiety and thoughts and whatever.
And another one that I've tried too, that we've done is where you inhale slow and deep, and then you exhale with a hum like a bee. So inhale deep and slow, and then
I like that because you can feel the vibration in the
head,
in the brain, in the head.
And in your lips, if you do your lips gently, you can feel it in your lips. And it calms the brain down. It's very calming. So
yeah, I
there's
agree.
A lot of different breathing techniques that help to calm us, slow our brain down and calm us.
And the key is that extended exhalation instead of short breaths. The other thing that really liked, it was what I had discussed at the beginning. So about the delta waves and how you can get into the flow of life if you're awake in that state. And I think that's a lot has to do with being in the present moment.
It sounds to me like it would be that and the gamma would be present moment ones, because you're getting insights, moment or present insights, and you're more in touch with mystical experiences that generally happen when we're in the present moment. It feels very mystical. And
it's funny you mentioned that this prayer group, when we've talked about it before, the group that meditation group we do in the morning, and Sheila's like that.
Right.
Like this morning you asked, Sheila, could you wanted to know what you were going to ask the other morning. And she's
share.
Yeah, share the other morning. And she goes, I can't do that because that moment has already passed. And I tune into what's going on right now. And it was really cute, but it was so right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, that's where we want to be.
Mm-hmm. So she was in that delta state, the flow of life, and then the insider compassion or oneness or whatever she has to share is right there on time in that present moment. And it's like being a channel, basically.
So what I found interesting about this, the brain waves, is how the analogy was brought to being like a radio station, because or a radio, where you can change the frequency by changing the channel. And so instead of changing the dial, we're changing our breathing technique and slowing down the breath in order to reach these different brain frequencies that we just heard about. So that'll be fun to explore this week and this whole month.
Yeah.
For the rest of our lives.
I'd just soon make every month mental illness. Wellness day, hellness day. Well, you know, it when you think about it, we have all these old programs going on all the way back from our ancestors, or maybe an uncle or somebody in the family or whatever, that might not have gotten rid of all this time, and it's clogging up the mind, and it makes it easy to stay there. And so
I can relate to that.
Yeah. So when you can clear that mind up of all those thoughts, that's the beta state, and get into that alpha state, then the brain opens up to new experiences. Now you're into the day, you get to experience everything brand new. You're not in the past, you're not in the future, you're not downgrading yourself or in a depressed state. So
truly. So you bringing up about the relatives reminded me about how I had an aunt that I was not particularly fond of growing up. And it was mostly because I felt guilty around her. She would say things about the length of my skirt or maybe the way I wore my hair. And so she passed many years ago. And so I remember how at certain times I would think of her and it wouldn't be so pleasant. Mm. And then since I've been meditating and having gone through some processes with Preetaji, where we go deeper than in meditation and we bring up different samskaras or vasanas that need to be healed. And I really felt like I got in touch with that one. And I think it was a meditation on probably an Eckham circle on communicating or connecting with the departed. And I felt like at that point in time, I made friends with my aunt, and I don't have that same experience anymore. I feel like there was a healing that went on, and I saw a whole different part of myself arise to have compassion, because I really didn't take into consideration her at all. I was just thinking of myself and what I felt and not looking at the fact that she had a very hard life and was very much addicted to alcohol. And so she was obviously not very happy. And sometimes misery likes to take others with them. And so in any event, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to have healed that and that part of my schism that seemed to repeat itself in various ways.
And sometimes you don't even have to go that far back.
No.
And I noticed, like, well, I can't remember if it was this morning, today, or yesterday, where I was definitely in a real rough state. I was definitely not. I was in that beta state, and I was snappy and some anger if some mishap went. There's a little mumbling under my breath, and I don't even know how it happened, but it connected me with having to do business and people, et cetera, et cetera. And so you brought up a good point, how I think what takes me there is I'm into myself so much, into that, it's almost selfishness of hanging out in this negative state, blaming other people or judging things or why am I doing this now? And so it's really nice because now that we did this, the insight I have is how that could really prevent from getting into that new experience of the day and the flow of life, which I did. The rest of the day ran really smooth, and I was right where I was at that moment. At the moment, it was a really nice flowing day.
Well, and so what I'm hearing you say is that you just brought awareness to, I think you called it selfishness.
Yeah.
It could be self-obsession.
Self-obsession. That's good.
Or egocentric, the ego gets involved and we're all of a sudden in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about us. So bringing the awareness is what shifted it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just being aware that, oh, look at that. Look where I'm at. And I think giving yourself some empathy along the way doesn't help. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling overwhelmed with so much business. And did you do any empathy? Were you able to give yourself any empathy or see what you needed at the time?
That's interesting that you said that. I don't think I could call it empathy. I think I could call it relief when I got out of that state.
So you just
I think I skipped shifted. Over empathy. I just kind of shifted. So, which is really good to give empathy to yourself. Take a little bit of time. I'll bet you if I had an extended breath, I would have got into empathy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And the reason I'm bringing up the empathy is because if we just try to shift our consciousness from maybe the beta wavelength, where we're just getting bombarded and we're on a fast track train, and then we try to shift it without either doing the breaths or tuning into where, what is this all about? Why am I needing to, why is all this mental coming at me so quickly? Then we're not really going to have a new groove made to shift into. We're just changing lanes, so to say.
Exactly. Yep. Until it comes up again.
Right.
So it's like a recurring event with no strategy to stop the recurring event.
Yeah.
And so the strategy is the breath.
The breath and maybe some self-empathy and really, really going into, so what am I feeling? I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling frustrated because there's just too much coming at me at once.
Mm.
And I'm needing some time in nature. I'm needing some deep breaths, some self-connection. And that makes all the difference because almost immediately, once you connect with your feeling and the need, that's going to shift, and you're going to get to the core of what brought it on. I like to say it does a healing.
That's a healing.
And when we're doing a healing, we would be in the alpha state. It would bring us to our alpha frequency.
Okay, now how about reading from the Four Sacred Secrets, something that's relevant to what we've just been discussing.
So last week, we talked about our inner truth. And that's the second sacred secret. This is, I'm going to be reading from the Four Sacred Secrets by Preetaji and Krishnaji. And it's the Four Sacred Secrets for Love and Prosperity, a guide to living in a beautiful state. That's the name of the book. And we're going to talk about dissolving the inner divide today. And so we're going to read about why am I unhappy? And I'm not saying that I'm unhappy, but that's the name of the title at where I'm starting. So, who is the first person you wake up to every morning? Who is the person you spend every moment of your life with, even in your dreams? Who is it you are with when you are alone or when you keep company? You. Do you love that you? Are you caring to that you? Or are you critical and judgmental of that you? Are you your own best friend? Think about what happens when you are angry with a friend, a family member, or a colleague. You try to change them. You give them advice, or you tell them you won't stand for their behavior. You may even pray for them to change. If they refuse, you may distance yourself from them. You make fewer plans with them and you are slower to return their phone calls. If things become unbearable, you might even sever the relationship altogether. But what if the person you are dissatisfied with is yourself? What if the person you do not like is yourself? What if the person you absolutely hate is yourself? Ouch. So now the book suggests that we pause here. Please pause here. Inhale deeply and slowly. And slowly exhale a couple times. So we're going to inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Now quietly shine the spotlight of attention on your relationship with yourself. Bring your attention to moments when you felt a beautiful state of care and respect for yourself. Breathe deeply and stay in a state of observation of those moments. Now bring your attention to moments when you were in a suffering state of dissatisfaction or dislike for yourself. Breathe deeply and observe your state in those moments. hopefully you have had some moments when you felt a beautiful connection to yourself. You simply loved yourself as you are. There are likely also times when you felt pain or discomfort within. In such moments, you may have either sought out external solutions and escapes, or accepted the inner war as normal, forgetting that you are not this warring self. You are a beautiful self. You are not a sheep fearing your survival in the jungle. You are a lion. If we don't have a beautiful relationship with ourselves, everything about us, the way we walk, the way we talk, our speech, our way of thinking, and our efforts at success will be tainted with a nagging sense of self-doubt. What can we possibly achieve when we are stuck in this suffering state? We need to dissolve it. Unable to cope with the ever-widening internal divide, many people desperately try to chisel and re-chisel their bodies. Millions take to narcotics, drink alcohol, or even contemplate or commit suicide. And yet, for all our grasping at external solutions to changing how we feel about ourselves, there is no evidence that any human being has ever found happiness while at war with oneself. After all, if you spend the majority of your time in this warring state, how much energy will you have left to enjoy your relationships, wealth, leisure, or success? What else happens when you are not at peace with oneself? Did you ever play tag as a child? The way I played the game was to stand in a circle and say, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe." Then eliminate one child after the other until the last one left was the chaser. What were we doing? Instead of making a clear choice, we allowed luck to decide. No one needed to take responsibility for the selection of the chaser. If we are not harmonious within ourselves, quite often that is how we approach the most important decisions of our lives, even as adults. We are indecisive because our suffering states take away faith and respect for ourselves and our decisions. We continue to play eeny, meeny, miny, mo in the process of selecting our jobs, our spouses, or our business partners. We simply cannot confidently decide or choose. And even if we do choose, we continue to doubt. We doubt that we are in love with the right person, sometimes even after 3 years of being in a relationship. We doubt our choice of career a decade into the job. We doubt our course of study in college long after graduation. When we are lost in the clash of conflicting views and opinions, we forget that life can be beautiful indeed. Unable to bear this inner chaos, we run from one quick fix to the next, looking for anything to silence the conflicting and nagging voices that create this inner claustrophobia. And when nothing leads to any lasting change, it can seem as if the world has given us a raw deal. "But I'm a good person," we cry. "I have never harmed anyone in my life. So why am I so unhappy?" So that's something for each of us to ponder.
That's a good place to during this end month. Right there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
I'm wondering if that calls for a bit more of meditation.
I think that's a swell idea.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to lead a meditation?
I thought maybe that would be a good idea.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left.
Okay, so I think meditation is a good way to calm the muddy waters of the mind. And
gee, I wonder if there's a muddy waters of meditation.
Oh,
that's a joke.
That'd be nice.
You'd have to know the blues.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to do a short, serene mind practice. And this is a practice that Preeti G does on YouTube. So you could look it up, the serene mind practice. So step one is we'll sit still with a tall spine, straight spine, and take 3 deep abdominal breaths with total attention on each breath. Inhale and exhale. One more time. Inhale and exhale. Now observe your state. What state of mind are you in? Discover the exact emotion you are feeling. Is it impatience or frustration? Sadness or are you feeling relaxed, loving, excited? Observe the direction of the flow of your thinking. Are you obsessing over the past? Are you projecting a chaotic future? Or are you in the present with us here now? Now the final step, step 5, imagine that there's a tiny flame at the center of your eyebrows and see this flame move inward to the middle of your skull. Envision this flame floating in the middle of emptiness inside your head. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.
Beautiful.
And if you would like the audio book edition of The Four Sacred Secrets, you can find it at www.thefoursacredsecrets.com. And you can learn about the audio version of this book. Yeah, I preach it in Krishna.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. I ended up with a smile. And there is a smile meditation by Preeti G. And it's beautiful because if you just keep smiling put that smile on your face, boy, does it change the whole
Vibration
of self.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy all of a sudden.
Good.
So
good mental health.
Yeah, it's better than just feeling relieved. Oh, so we did it.
So we'd like to sing our song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start this week.
Okay, you start this week, and then we'll see you next week. Same time, same station.
And
KGVM 95.9 on your dial.
And we're going to sing one verse. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way on. The divine is in you.
And so is your breath.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be with you again next week. Same place, same time.
God bless.